The recent Americans for Reform immigration fly-in event at our nation's capital included more than 600 business leaders to promote passage of a new farm labor program as part of the comprehensive immigration reform. But we're now hearing that House Republican leaders do not plan to hold a vote on immigration reform legislation before the end of the year, and that is disappointing to many in agriculture. Christina Butts, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, knows border security and year-round labor are still major issues for many cattlemen and women.
We were originally told that we would be addressing border security in July, and then that conversation got pushed to September. And then I think it's probably going to get pushed further into probably the spring. But the House has committed that they will take up border security reform before they start taking up immigration bills that are going to be smaller packages that they put into a larger package.
Christina said NCBA has been very involved in the discussions.
Obviously, NCBA is very engaged on behalf of our members on the border states, especially that have to deal with a lot of the violence on the Mexican border day in and day out on their cattle operations on border security. And then we've had a lot of conversations with the Judiciary Committee and just making sure that when they try to address the agricultural guest worker program, that they don't forget about those of us that are not seasonal commodities. We need year-round labor, and the current H-2A program, quite frankly, just doesn't work for our cattle producers.
The big concern for supporters is pushing immigration reform back to 2014, which, of course, is an election year, as it could make it even tougher to get legislation through the deeply divided Congress. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.